This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to the Q segment of Napkin Scribbles, where we look at a primer for a new humanity, for a Jesus human, as we live Jesus in particularity, but we reach out to a world in a common humanity. Q, it was a lot of fun with Q. Q is a physics or scientist. You know, there's a whole language of, I just call it scientist. You got to learn it to speak to people in the sciences. But it's Q is Qubit. Q-U-I-B-I-T, and what it means to be a Qubit human. And I believe the future is one of Qubit, which is shorthand for quantum bit. The future is one of quark, which is, by the way, the basic component of matter. And the future is one of many quantum quickenings that no one fully understands what they are or what they mean. And in some ways, the future is already here. I saw a picture of Chinese beggars now displaying in QR codes. Now, quantum is the smallest measurable state currently known to science. Qubit is the smallest level of quantum information and the basic unit of information in quantum computing. Innovation and imagination find their greatest hospitality in the micro part, not the macro whole. In other words, the quantum, not the gargantuan, is more important than ever. The first quantum revolution brought us nuclear weapons and power, and of course, laser weapons. But we are now in the second quantum revolution, which utilizes for practical applications quantum mechanical properties like quantum entanglement, quantum superposition, quantum tunneling. You're going to hear more and more of these words in the future. The second quantum revolution is bringing us all sorts of new things, the most significant of which may be quantum computing, where building blocks are not of sand, metal, silicon, but atoms, ions, electrons, photons, molecules. And what's happening right now is quantum computing is being wedded to artificial intelligence, AI. This is being spurred by the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, that brought us really the internet, not Al Gore. But DARPA is partnering with the private sector to create these quantum supercomputers that are at the same time AI. How far and how fast quantum computing will change everyday human life is only anyone's guess. But if Amara's law is correct, we will overestimate what this technology can achieve in the short run and underestimate its revolutionary impact in the longer run. Now, I got to be careful because I could go into your string theory, and somebody once accused me of being strung out on string theory, and she wasn't far from wrong. But here's the importance of the Qubit human. We are living in a blind faith world where no one understands how the new science works, and no one understands how the new technology works, but we use it and trust our lives to it all the time. I mean, just repeat that. I mean, would you trust your life to something that no human understands, is beyond human control, and the only way it's being developed is by other computers who are programming it, because it's programming features so far beyond anything that humans can. And you do that all the time. Every time you get in a plane, you're doing that. You're trusting your life to something that no human could create, only other computers. Quantum mechanics is so weird and anti-intuitive that the very famous theoretical physicist Richard Feynman once remarked, "I think I can safely say that nobody understands quantum mechanics." I like that humility. If quantum is one of the wooliest words in science, then faith is one of the wooliest words in theology. But wooly doesn't mean weak and wimpy. Faith is fierce. to live by faith, as the by faith passages of Hebrew 11 itemize, is to topple walls, part waters, quench flames, blunt swords, shut the mouths of lions, and conquer kingdoms. And it's amazing to me how people are having trouble with blind faith when they exercise blind faith almost every hour of every day. We humans stand on something we don't see or understand called faith. And it's that faith that is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith can never make a comeback because it never goes away. Faith can go awry, but not away. Everyone has faith in something for good or ill. You can't start the day without faith. The only question is, who is your faith in and what is the ground of your faith? Just as nothing is stronger than faith, even though we can't see it or understand it, so the invisible quantum world is stronger than we can imagine, even though we can't see it or understand it. A quibbit human understands the power of faith. Even mustard seed, quantum faith. The power of faith to move mountains. The power of faith to save humanity.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.